Burgoo, have you ever heard of it?
Yeah, I didn't think so. Maybe if you're from central or southern Illinois or from Kentucky, where the Burgoo tradition lives on. But if not, well, it is a strange word with a couple of definitions. So let me get some help to explain.
Burgoo is just a little, like, town get-together, I would say, because they all come and enjoy the food and the activities.
And it's also a food, right?
Yeah, there's a soup.
That's Courtney Privia.
I am the 2013 Junior Miss Huntsville Burgoo.
Royalty, of course, comes with responsibilities.
Well, I had to be at the talent show, the tractor pull, the frog and turtle race, and the little kick.
There's also a 5K race, carnival rides, bingo, bands, a craft show. You get the picture. A Burgoo is a big festival in a bitty town. But that's not quite it either. It's too simple. It's also a tradition and a homecoming. Troy Scoggins and Donna Large grab a pre-Burgoo beer at a bar off Arnsville Square. They come for their Burgoo every year, even though their town, Glasgow, about an hour south, has its own.
Two total different Burgoos. Now, I will not eat the Glasgow Burgoo, but I'll eat Arnsville
Burgoo. Come over and get the Arnsville.
And I come over and get it every year, and he's the total opposite. He won't eat here, but he'll eat the Glasgow Burgoo.
Okay, so let's further define Burgoo, the soup. Nobody's sure when Arnsville had its first Burgoo, but it's been going on for more than 100 years. It's all lorded over by Burgoo master Tony Thomas. He wears a red apron and a baseball cap, a gift, which says Soup Man. You don't just get to be Soup Man. Tony's been the head soup maker since 1998, when the previous one passed away. Before that, he was on the soup committee. Heck, he was helping out in grade school when he couldn't stand the stuff. He likes it now, though. Good thing, because as Soup Man, it's Tony and Tony only who holds onto Arnsville's Burgoo recipe. A lot of fuss is made over what's in it and if there's any special ingredient.
This is one kettle with 40 pounds of beef, 12 pounds of chicken, 12 pounds of carrots, 10 pounds of onions, 8 pounds of celery, 30 pounds of cabbage, 50 pounds of potatoes, and 9 gallons of tomatoes, diced tomatoes, 3 gallons of corn, salt and pepper, and paprika, but I'm not telling you the quantities of the last.
Take this with a grain, or however much salt, pepper, and paprika you want. This is just my opinion. What makes the Burgoo special isn't the ingredients, it's the immense operation that goes into making it. Arnsville has 15 black kettles, high as my hips, where Burgoo simmers for a minimum of 12 hours. That used to involve hand-stirring the Burgoo using long wooden poles with a paddle attached. In some communities, that's still how it's done, but not in Arnsville. One of Arnsville's resident electricians had a bright idea some years back. He made electric stirrers to mix the Burgoo. Imagine a boat engine slowly whirling in a sea of reddish-brown soup. Tony says people were nervous at first that it would change the consistency or ruin the taste, but it doesn't appear to be a problem.
Hobo?
Don't take my word for it. How about taking it from Robert Arns? Yep. Arnes, as in the great-great-grandson of Francis Arnes, who founded the town 175 years ago. Robert's from near St. Louis, just a couple hours' drive, but he'd never been to Arnsville before and said he'd never tried Burgoo, though he'd wondered many times what it tasted like. At age 85, he finally made the trip. Robert takes a spoonful.
If I were not an Arnes, I'd still come for it. It was really good.
Good enough that a larger Arnes family reunion is planned for this year's Burgoo. After all, Burgoo isn't just a soup. It's also a homecoming. I'm Amanda Vinicky.